want to talk to you this morning about something that I've wanted to do for a long time. I never quite knew how to do it, and that's mystery shop or secret shop, a real estate operation. Glenn Twiddle did that recently and published some results on his blog at glenntwiddle.com.au. He joins me. Glenn, a pretty gutsy thing to do, this.
I've always had a suspicion from other people reporting to me that the standards that you and I as trainers and as people who are endeavouring to make the industry a higher quality of service understand that, you know, we want to do these things a little better. And I've always suspected from people telling me that possibly we were falling short as an industry in some of these areas. So it was still a little bit of wanting to see for myself. And it ended up being even, look, let me just say, with all the respect to the industry and the agents out there, it was a little worse than I thought, you know. So as you see there in the results.
Well, let's have a look at some of the results. You looked at things like, are they likeable and enthusiastic? Did they ask for details, which I would have thought was fairly basic? Most of them seem to do that. The things that really stood out for me was no follow-up call. I think there was only one of the agents, or maybe you might want to update us on that, but the majority of them didn't even call you back.
Yeah, well, all but one. One didn't even ask for the details, so there's no way that that person could have even possibly followed up, even if he wanted to, because he didn't get the details. Yeah. But out of the rest, and as you can see, two were no-shows completely, which was, again, you know, in the Courier Mail, and then no-shows. But to my standards, and again, what we might think is good, a follow-up call by the end of the Saturday would have given full marks, and I received none of those calls.
Now, you've obviously had some follow-up with some of these people. The ones that concern me most, I guess, are the no-shows. I mean, why would you do that? Have you had any reasons back from the agents as to why they didn't even show?
I have been in contact with one of them, and he does actually seem, as I explain on my blog, seem quite competent and quite good. He mentioned that the Courier Mail printed one time, and he turned up at a different time. So it was a mix-up, but again, for the discerning buyer sitting there on the sidewalk, you know, does that really, you know, they don't know that.
Yeah,
you know,
see, that's happened to me, as I'm sure it's happened to a lot of agents in the past, and what you need to do is either put a sign up out the front saying that it was a mistake or even turn up for both opens. You know, that's what I've done in the past, and I guess you'd do that. But what about the other person who didn't show?
I haven't been in contact with that person as yet. Again, really, as a potential buyer that I was, you know, me and my team were pretending to be, we just would have struck that guy from our list of who we might list with if ever we're going to sell.
And not one of the agents asked you whether you wanted to buy it?
No, not a one.
Yeah, in this market where, you know, sales are being made at open homes, I would have thought that's fairly basic. Yeah. Okay, this was a limited, we've got to understand this was a limited overview, but I tell you what, quite startling. If you want to see the results, simply go to glenntwiddle.com.au, and you're going to be exposing this at the upcoming Curious conferences. Tell us quickly about those.
Yeah, well, I suppose as part of our way to help improve the agents, and really my subject to talk about at Curious has now chosen itself, that I'll be doing an in-depth analysis of these findings, and we'll be adding to it. And of course, what we can do to improve, and the great news for us and for your listeners, Kev, who obviously your listeners are at the top of their game just by the nature of the fact they listen to you, for the good news for us is we don't have to do very much to be miles ahead of this standard that's being set.
Mm. Originally, when you put this spreadsheet out too, you did have the names of the agencies on there, but I see you took that down, and I think that that's perfectly understandable. You don't want to be exposing yourself, but I think any decent agent or any good agent wanting to improve their services will use this as a wonderful discussion topic within their team.
Yeah, and I did have from one of the offices that one of their staff members was one of the people I secret shopped, one of their sales managers phoned me up thanking me and invited me into their team to have a bit of a yarn to their team. So my hat goes off to him because he's got the right mindset, and well done to that team.
Yeah, very gutsy move, Glenn. Thank you, congratulations, and look forward to catching up with you. Now, Curious, just give us quickly those dates.
Yeah, it's on at the end of June, 22nd and 23rd at the Kedron Wavell. And Kevin, I'm...
That's in Brisbane.
In Brisbane, yes. And it is across the country for the rest of... for the last week in May and all the weekends in June. Just check the website, curious.com.au, for all those dates.
And that is spelled Q-R-E-A-S?
Yes, Q-R-E-A-S.
.com.au. Glenn yes. Twiddle, thank you very much. And you can go... There's more information about Curious and, of course, this survey that we've been talking about at Glenn's blog site, glenntwiddle.com.au.
Wonderful, Kev. Good to talk to you.